Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today on our issue for today, a symbol of submission. That's what the mask has been, a symbol of submission to the government. We're discussing today, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. Attorney's decision, Catherine Kimball Mazel. She made the decision and struck down the Biden administration's mask mandate. And ladies and gentlemen, we understand that the lockdowns didn't work. Destroying our economy. The mask mandates have not worked. 146 studies, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, about mask. And out of the 146 studies, zip, zero, nada, none showed any efficacy in wearing the mask. I believe we have Bob on the line. Bob, go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, on behalf of Jacksonville, North Florida, I would like to thank you for taking the lead in this insane mask mandate recall, if you will. You've done a great job. I'm not sure how long this is going to last. But again, I want to thank you. You're probably feeling pretty good and vindicated about this whole thing. And once again, thank you very much for your lead in this topic.
Bob, I'm thankful for the compliment. I'm humbled by it. I'm thankful to have the opportunity, and I've said so often, I believe that as Christians, as conservatives and patriots, we need to come out from under the bed and out of the closet. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. You see, if we, especially as Christians, I've read the last chapter in the last book. I know where we're going. I know what God is doing and where God is headed. I know what's happening in this old world. And as such, we need to be the watchman on the wall to warn dangers ahead, dark, perilous times are ahead. And that's what I've been attempting to do for years and years and years on this broadcast, and more especially in the past 2 years plus, warning about what's taking place with the false, phony, fake masquerade and the lockdowns and the mandates that have been given that are unconstitutional, that are wholly inhumane, been handed down by our governmental authorities around the nation. Bob, thank you so much, brother, for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another one of the headlines about the judge's ruling. Florida court ruling on national transportation mask mandate creates a patchwork of rules. Dateline yesterday, the 19th, a decision by a federal judge in Florida to throw out a national mask mandate for public transportation across America created a confusing patchwork. Listen, there is a ton of negative articles out there in the media in relationship to the judge's decision. The overwhelming majority of the articles written on the subject point out the fact that it was a poorly qualified judge. There was a young judge, hadn't tried any cases, had never been in a courtroom of law trying a case or a prosecutor or defender of a case, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but was appointed by Trump. So therefore, if she was a Trump appointee, her decision had to be wrong in what she's done. This is one of the articles. It says it created a confusing patchwork of rules for passengers as they navigate airports and transit systems. Further, the article says, while this means that our employees are no longer required to wear masks and no longer have to enforce a mask requirement for most of the flying public, they will be able to wear masks if they choose to do so. As the CDC continues, CDC continues to strongly recommend wearing a mask on any public transit in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the CDC is horrified. FDA is horrified. The Biden administration is horrified. They're petrified. In fact, Biden about to get on either the helicopter or Air Force One, about to get on a flight someplace. And one of the media asked the question, did he agree with that? And he said, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask. And at the same time, that was double talk coming out of Biden, because at the same time, we understand that the DOJ is going to enter the fray and plans now to challenge the judge's ruling that's canceled the mask mandate for all transport and for all flights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. What the mandate does not do, what the cancellation of the mandate does not do, it does not free doctor's offices and hospitals and medical associations from still requiring you to put on a diaper on your face if you go in. I walked into one of the labs the other day to get some lab work done, and the room was filled with about a dozen people that had only their eyes could be seen. And I just turned around and walked out because I'm not putting on a mask. I'm not going through the harassment of a demand to wear a mask when it ruins, destroys the oxygen level and destroys someone's health. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the chaos and the confusion that's taking place, not on the part of those that are conservatives, not on the part of those that have been able to see what's taking place with governmental force submission, but on the part of those that have been wanting to control your life and mine. Here's an article that states, Florida judge voids U.S. mask mandate for planes and other travel. St. Petersburg, Florida is the dateline on this. A federal judge in Florida struck down a national mask mandate for airplanes and mass transit on Monday. And airlines and airports swiftly began repealing their requirements and passengers wearing face coverings. The judge's decision freed airlines and mass transit systems to make their own decisions about mask mandates, resulting in mixed responses. In one article, this article states, sleepy passengers on a Delta airline flight between Atlanta and Barcelona, Spain, cheered and applauded when the flight attendant announced the news mid-flight over the ocean. Quote, no one's any happier than we are, the attendant said in a video. The article further states, but we're ready to give them up, talking about the mask, she added, and thank you so much for unmasking us today, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I've watched video after video after video of the planes in flight and it being announced by the pilot or being announced by the attendant passing garbage bags down the aisle to put your mask in. And the cheering and the excitement, you would have thought that that human beings in America had just been released from Auschwitz or from one of the other concentration camps during the 40s in the midst of the atrocity by Adolf Hitler. But ladies and gentlemen, it is the same in the realm of forcing submission. And the forced submission has been on the fast track now for some 2+ years, forcing us, we the people, to wear masks, forcing we the people to submit and surrender to government rather than to God. We need to trust God and faith God and not fear government. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says very clearly in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God's not given us a spirit of fear. And my challenge has historically been to Christians, conservatives, and patriots to stop being afraid. Take a stand based on the Word of God, taking a stand based on the authority that we have in a constitutional republic with what God has given us, the freedom that we have. We need to exercise that freedom. And ladies and gentlemen, the government works for us. We don't work for the government. We hire those to lead us as a nation, and we are not the hirelings. They are. And therefore, they're to follow we the people and not we the people follow their dictatorial, tyrannical, totalitarian rules and regulations and guidelines. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. It's fascinating, the variety of headlines on this subject. Furious liberals, listen to the headline now, furious liberals revolt after Trump-appointed judge lifts the mask mandate. Idiot airline, subtitle. Some call for a boycott of the airlines who don't continue wearing masks. You'd be surprised at the number of people that's been interviewed that said that they are just simply not going to fly on an airline that doesn't require a mask anymore. They're afraid to get on that plane because people coughing and sneezing might could transmit something to them. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. If you want to wear a mask, put it on. But read the side of the box that your mask comes out of. It says that this mask cannot prevent COVID. Hear me? This mask does not prevent COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, a mask cannot prevent the spread of COVID. The mask cannot prevent you from getting COVID. The mask cannot cure COVID. The mask, the best mask made, which is now called the N95, or the KN95 now, it's supposed to be the better one. Ladies and gentlemen, the opening and all of the mask are at least 3 microns, and the pathogen itself is 1/10 of a micron. So my question has always been, can a pathogen that's 1/10 of a micron crawl through the openings of a 3 micron opening? And the answer to that is yes. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been surprised to going in businesses, going in places, medical places, where you see people crouched over the corner, just peeking out from the mask as though somehow, some way, they're going to be slapped in the face with COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been proven now those that wear masks, those that have had their COVID shot, their booster shot, their booster shots, and the booster to the booster shots. In fact, one major cruise ship had every passenger on it had taken the COVID shot. They had all been boosted. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, all of them came down with COVID. We're watching today across America and around the world, those that have had the shots and the boosters and the booster on the booster, they've come down with COVID. It does not prevent it. And the mask does not prevent the spread and or the catching of the pathogen. But this article says, liberals on social media express shock and dismay after a Trump, notice that, it's a Trump-appointed federal judge, as though Trump appointed the judge and therefore the judge is wrong in her ruling because Trump made the appointment. That's the connotation. After a Trump-appointed federal judge struck down the federal mask mandate on airplanes that has been in place for over 2 years. Quote, this is what one person says. When I bought my ticket for me and my wife, who is pregnant, and our unvaccinated four-year-old, I assumed that we would continue to have a mask mandate, Dr. Jerry Faust tweeted shortly after the mandate was lifted by the U.S. Court's District Court, Kathleen Mazzell in Florida. Now you can cancel it, and we will have to be on board our return flight under new no-mask requirements. Thank you so much for helping us to get COVID, end quote. Here's another statement in that same one. Due to one person said, the coronavirus pandemic is not over, and call for a boycott of the Alaskan Airlines, which he suggested is an idiot airline until the company implements its own mask mandate. Sitting for several hours in a tight, enclosed space with over 200 coughing, breathing, sneezing strangers. Writer Charlotte Clamier tweeted, yeah, I'm going to keep wearing my mask on flights for the foreseeable future, and that's all I have to say about that. End of statement, she said. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said if you want to wear a mask, wear it. Makes you feel more pious, wear it. If it makes you feel more comfortable, wear it. If it makes you feel that you have pride and you're protecting others, put the mask on your face. Sleep in the mask. But don't expect me to bow and to bend at your whims and wishes because you're petrified of going out in the fresh air. I've seen people driving down the highway with the latex gloves on, with a big old mask on their face, with the windows rolled up and the AC going full blast. Ladies and gentlemen, we have frightened people to death. And it's purposeful on the part of the federal government to keep you in the state of dilemma, a state of fright, a state of constant consternation, and calamity after calamity you fear will face you if you don't follow the government's orders. The government orders about the lockdown, the government orders about the mask mandate, the government orders about the mandate for a vaccination that's not a vaccination. It's a shot that can kill you and destroy your immune system. The media has been paid billions of dollars to keep pushing it. We found the hospitals and the doctors being paid hundreds of millions of dollars. In fact, one of the major hospital administrative organizations simply made hundreds of millions of dollars recently as a result of the past 2 years of COVID requirements. The Ascension Hospital Group had a 573% profit increase over the past year because of the COVID refunds coming in from federal taxpayer dollars. In fact, their balance sheet showed that they made a $1.9 billion net profit as a result of COVID and what the federal government's paying them to kill patients. Yes, the hospitals, the medical association, the doctors today are being paid to torture to death anyone that goes in the hospital with so-called COVID. Looking at an article that says federal judge strike down the Biden administration's travel mask mandate. United States District Court in Florida vacated the nationwide travel mask mandate on Monday, ruling that they found that the mask requirements for travel in mass transit planes and trains violated. Listen, the judge ruled that this order for the mask violated the Administrative Procedures Act, called the APA. The lengthy ruling explained how the Biden administration improperly invoked the order and interpreted rules exceptions to notice and comment. Improperly invoked the good cause exception to such rulemaking in a manner that was not harmless error, was not a harmless error. In fact, the mandate is arbitrary and capricious because the CDC failed to adequately explain its reasoning for imposing it, end quote. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Great, Jim. I pray that you're doing well.
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for asking, sir. Well, those people that are talking about the airlines and speaking negatively, when you were reading those comments, all I heard was fear, almost a borderline hysterical fear.
Yes, mass psychosis.
I don't abide. I feel for them because if you're allowing fear to rule you, you're not using the rational part of your mind. And one of the things, one of the Psalms even says, sorrow drieth up the bones and laughter is good medicine there. When you're fretting over something that small, and not that COVID's small, one of the most liberating things that happened to me was catching COVID and recovering from it, because any even small twinge in the back of my mind instantly gets turned off now. But when I hear people speak like that, all I hear is fear, and it's so sad.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a sad state of affairs. But Jim, one of the things that I've concluded, and I've stated now for dealing with this issue, not exclusively, but in a big way in the past couple of years, is the federal government has set the stage. If they have been able to discover that you just simply by fiat give an order to lock the churches down, the churches close the doors. If you give a fiat order to close down businesses, businesses simply collapse and close down. If you give a fiat order to wear a mask, everybody bows and bends, wears the mask. If you give a fiat executive order that everybody's got to get the vaccination, everybody lines up to get the shot. So what's next? What will be the next fiat order? I believe, and I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, Amos chapter 7, verse 14, Amos said, but I believe that before the election in November of this year, I believe we're going to have another major, major scare, that there's a new strain of the COVID, a variant of the COVID out there, and we've got to lock everything down. You can't, it'll be too dangerous to go to the polls to vote. You've got to have online voting, or you've got to have mail-in voting. You cannot do it in person. Some major, major, major fear, and the government will expect everybody to bow and to bend. And I'm saying to Jim, not only to you, but I'm saying to our listening audience, we need to stop being afraid and stand up and speak up, be heard, and be seen. It's time that we cease the fear and demand that we have our Bill of Rights reinstated fully without any evisceration of them. But you're exactly right. It's a fear factor. And yet you have people, I've seen them, I've walked down the aisles in the grocery store and I pass someone that's got a mask on, and they almost knock the groceries off the shelf to get away from me because I don't wear a mask. And they look at it on the basis that something's wrong with him. I've got to get away from him. It's almost like running
unclean.
Yeah. Yeah, I told my wife one day, I'm going to go back to the text that is found in the scripture in Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, that a person with leprosy is to put his hand over his face and hold one hand up and say, unclean, unclean, unclean. I said, I need to walk in a grocery store one day and try that and see how many people will stay in the lines. That'll clean the line out and get checked out faster, I believe.
Yeah, they might ask you to leave there.
Yeah.
Tell me when you're doing it. I'll make sure I get a sackcloth and come along with you just to watch.
That sounds
fun,
good.
Right?
We'll try it. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Have a good day. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I cover a path every day that I see these two young mothers out walking babies in carriages. Both of whom have on a mask, and the little children have on masks, and they're out in the absolute beautiful fresh air. This, I just can't, I will never understand it. This has been a massive obedience test.
Absolutely. And those that are still wearing the mask today, it's virtue signaling. They're saying that I'm more virtuous than you. I'm more concerned about that than you are, and I want to protect others. I was in a place, medical place recently, and a large room. There was only one woman, one patient in there, and it was a lady. And she had on a mask large enough to cover her eyes, but fortunately it was pulled down so that her eyes were showing. And when I verbally, openly refused to wear a mask, she said, "At least put one on to protect me." And I'm thinking, evidently you think you're protected. You got your whole face covered, lady. But that's the whole point that is being made today, that people are frightened to death. They're petrified. And so, therefore, they're virtue signaling. They're showing pride that I'm a little more prideful than you. I'm a little more pious than you. I wear a mask and you don't. And it's one-upmanship. And it's sad when I see people, as you said, walking out in the beautiful sunshine and the fresh weather, fresh, clean air, and putting the mask on because it is a virtue signaling, and that's all it's about today. But it is a show that I'm going to submit to what the government says, and the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH decisions have never, ever, ever been made based on science. Science, true, but political science and not medical science.
That is correct. There is nothing scientific about their conclusions that they
none whatsoever. As my mother would call it, we've been bamboozled.
Yes, we have.
Yes, Miranda, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, with all the efforts, that the left attempted in the midst of this Wu flu pandemic, we still fell into 95th place on case mortality. That means 94 nations did better than us. And that's even considering the fact that we incentivized the diagnosis of Wu flu. You know, if you went into a hospital, they were incentivized to try to diagnose you Wu flu because they get more money. So the likelihood is we identified far more cases percentage-wise than other nations, especially nations that are third world, that you go, these people weren't going out into the sticks in order to find the cases. The cases were coming to them. And countries like the Central African Republic, Gabon, Rwanda, those countries did better than us. Laos and Vietnam did better than us. How did that happen? These people weren't running around and getting the jab mandated to them and forced mass mandates and forced lockdowns. So how in the world did they do better than us? And then, you know, on a metadata basis, if you're analyzing the mask compulsion, the mask mandate areas to the non-mask mandate areas, why is it that those show no disparity? I mean, the very best case, they were showing 2-3%, which is within the margin of error just about any of the studies. So why in the world did we do it, other than what meant a lot of money for different facilities, whether it be schools or hospitals, a lot of money that was thrown at them. If you mandate the mask, we'll send you another check for tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. That's absurd. And then, of course, it was the compulsion meant power. It meant control. The fact that we've done harm to an entire generation of children, that's out the way. That doesn't matter to the left. The fact that they garnered this this subjugation methodology, this control methodology, that had much, much, much more to do with the equation than the health component of the equation.
Absolutely. Greg, from your degree in ecclesiastical jurisprudence, where you have your qualified earned credentials in theology and in law, tell me from that perspective. I'm looking at a statement from the judge. This is what the judge says in making the ruling. The mask mandate was unlawful because it exceeded the statutory authority of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and because its implementation violated administrative law. What's your take on that? What is it saying to us?
Well, my view is when you step outside the letter of the law, then the courts have the right, not just the right, the responsibility to weigh in, to restrain these agency actions most oftentimes. the agencies many times believe that they can just run with the ball, that they can do, you know, they have carte blanche to do whatever they would like. And the reality is it takes a black-robed judge to say, no, no. How many times have official actions been reversed by a judge or a panel of judges where you go, any eighth grader with any eighth grade level of reading comprehension would say, guess what? You guys don't have the authority. On a much greater level, the entire federal government has become unwieldy. They are far beyond their bounds, their scope. Read the 10th Amendment this afternoon, folks. That says they can't do anything other than the things that have been clearly given to them by the Constitution. And they're doing it every single day, every single day. But it takes, you know, we're in an adversarial system. It takes individuals willing to stand up and challenge the system, and as Paul did, as a Roman citizen, he declared his rights as a Roman citizen. And I've said many, many times, as a Christian, you're not a second-class citizen. You're still a citizen of these United States. And the authority so oftentimes grabbed by bureaucrats are not theirs to grab. It's not theirs to take away your rights and privileges. It was not their right to shut down the churches. It was not their right. But guess what? Agencies and governors and mayors decided, hey, we'll just shut down the churches. If you can let them shut down the churches for the Wu flu, what's next? What's next?
Absolutely. Well, Greg, we've got about a minute left on the broadcast. Take this 1 minute, give a challenge to our listeners based on what the judge has done, based on where we are today with the potential of this flaring up before the election. How should we live? How should we respond? What should Christians and conservatives do as of right now?
Well, as I just stated, you know, we're not second-class citizens. As I was saying the other day, we've got a responsibility as salt and light to engage the culture where you're at. God's placed you in a position, whether you're a police officer or a judge or a clerk or a school teacher or a librarian, hold that ground, stand that ground for the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those that are not engaged, I would like to share Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. That's one more reason why you, as a believer, should engage so that the righteous might be in authority.
Absolutely. I believe that it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I believe it's time pastors stand up and speak up from the pulpit and warn of the dangers ahead. Greg, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us as we face the issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.